You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome Chinese News. Yesterday, Party Central Member Kam Sakatrip, Kansas City Party Committee, Kam Head of Kansas City's National Assembly Delegation Lee Kwang Man, and leaders of the People's Council, People's Committee, Vietnam Father and Friends Committee of Kansas City, had a working session with the Permanent Board of Kansas Suburban District. In 2022, the suburban district obtained and surpassed 15 out of 15 targets set in the resolution. Outstandingly, the per capita income stood at 66.33 million. Vietnam dong a year, a rise of 8 million against 2021. Three communes got the advanced New Style Rural Communes and two got exemplary New Style Rural Communes. Yesterday, the Secretary Lê Quang Mạnh and leaders of the People's Council, People's Committee, Vietnam Father and Friends Committee of Kansas City surveyed the planning location of the Center for Connecting, Producing, Processing and Consuming Agro-Products of the Mekong Delta region under 200 hectares in Thành Phố Commune. The project of building Thới Hòa B resettlement zone in Cà Đó Town and the location of the intersection of the stopover of Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway in Đồng Thắng Commune. These projects are considered to bring back many opportunities for the development of infrastructure as well as the social economy of Cà Đó suburban district in the time ahead. Kansas City People's Committee has just submitted the proposal for investing in building Omon Bridge, spanning Hau River and linking with Dong Tha Province at a total investment level of over 9,187 billion Vietnam Dong earmarked from OGA capital loan. Under the submission, Omon Bridge project has a total length of about 5.4 kilometers. The bridge is designed with four lanes for motorized vehicles and two for non-motorized vehicles at a speed of 80 kilometers an hour. Kenta proposed using Japan's ODA capital of 7,276 billion Vietnam Dong, earmarking the remaining 1,911 billion from the city budget and other capital sources. The project is planned to be executed from now to 2023. Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trung Việt Trường has just signed the plan to disseminate operations of Kansas City Public Administrative Services Center. The founding of the center aims to facilitate the implementation of administrative procedures and improve the city's administrative reform index alike. The center will receive, give instructions, and supply information and services for solving and returning results of administrative procedures at the city level. Under the plan, the center is managed by the City People's Committee with its head office located at No. 2 Nguyễn Đình Chiểu Street, Tân An Ward, Ninh Kiều Urban District, Kansas City. Yesterday morning, a Central Mission Group at the head of Senior Lieutenant General Bế Xuân Trường, Cam Chairman of Vietnam War Veterans Association, had a working session with Kansas City's War Veterans Association on the implementation of the resolution of the War Veterans 7th Congress and results of tasks set in the first quarter of 2023 by the association. In 2022, Kansas City's War Veterans Association completed all 11 set targets, some of which got high results. Associations at all levels carried out 132 works and 82 clever mass mobilization models, which contributed to building new rural areas and urban civilization. This morning, Kansas City's Industry and Trade Department and from the Suburban District People's Committee jointly held a working session with representatives of agricultural cooperatives in from the Suburban District. At a working session, representatives of the cooperatives asked for legal assistance to sign contracts with companies and proposed the agricultural sector devise good solutions to consume unseasonal star apples and durians. In addition, farmers have little knowledge about stipulations on the planting area cost, and the consumption power of some kinds of local foods is weaker than output. In response to the Áo Dài Week, Kansas City Women's Union has just launched a photo contest themed Elegant Women of Kansas in Áo Dài costumes in 2023. Contestants are female cadres, female members of associations, and women in Kansas City. Contestants send two photos of themselves from now to late on February 25, 2023. The contest is expected to be revealed and rewarded on March 7th. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.